record button here. And Renee, you're going to be ready? You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your non-CME couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 28th, 2016.
And this is episode 196.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I heard that question.
No, it was because I don't have it up, and I was looking to make sure that the video was up.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought you were questioning
my notes. No, I was not questioning.
You can totally question my notes, though.
No, ma'am.
They aren't super reliable.
No, ma'am. I would not question you. That is without a doubt. So. So, yeah, welcome everyone to the Valentine Cast. Sorry for the late start. Had a little technical difficulty. That is now resolved. Thank you to Mr. Gnomewise over at alphageekradio.com, whose Patreon you can go check out at patreon.com/alphageek. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, babe. How's everyone doing in the Valent Tavern? Who do we have with us today?
In the Valent Tavern. We have
like
Hundo.
I feel like that I'm loud.
Am I loud?
I don't think you're loud, but
okay.
The question is, am I loud?
We're on Alpha Geek, so that's good. I don't know if you're loud. You don't sound loud to me, but that's me.
I don't sound loud to you. Okay. I just look loud on this.
How does someone look loud?
Well, when you're looking at the spikes. And
okay, the spikes,
else,
yeah. And but audacity. I'm just talking about, like, if I look at you, like, you look, you're just loud.
You just look real loud, Jay.
You look real loud.
You know, just looking at your face.
Your face is loud.
Your face is just loud. You need to quiet down. And you're just like, I didn't say anything. Well, you just look like
your
you just
face
loud.
Needs to.
Your face. What was we talking about? Alien? You told me my face was alien?
No, I said your nose hairs are alien.
Oh, my nose hairs.
You said my feet were alien.
I did say your feet were alien. So we're a bunch of alienized folks around here and everything. So, but back to it. Who do we have with us in the Valentine?
Back to it. We have Hendo is in the house. Hi, Hendo.
What's going on?
JK Grammar is here. Lou Hogan is here. Punk Gopher and Zabi and Lou Hogan, the power couple.
Yes, how's everyone doing? I'm glad everyone's doing great.
It's good to see you guys.
It is very good to see everyone. I am extremely excited to be here today. I got to see another Easter.
Well, you got to see another 28th of March, too, I guess.
I got to see another 28th of March. So let's go ahead and let's get into a little bit of what's that called, Hendo?
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yeah, so cool. So we're gonna talk about this weekend wrap up.
We'll talk about this weekend wrap up. My birthday was on the 15th. It was the day after we recorded last time.
Oh, that is right. Thank you for saying
that. Recorded
on
the 14th.
Yep.
And the next day was my birthday. And I appreciate all the birthday wishes I received.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually said something back to everybody. So I did it. Took a lot of effort.
She did it.
I did it.
You get a prize.
And then... Tuesday was my birthday.
Right.
I had taken the day off. Jay had as well.
Yep, we took the day off.
And he took me to...
Man, we went to...
Breakfast.
With the breakfast.
To Toast on Market, which was pretty darn good.
Yep, we did.
I had a Monte Cristo for the first time. It's just a ham sandwich. So yep. It's like a deep fried ham sandwich.
A deep fried ham sandwich.
It's like a ham sandwich in French toast. If you want to know what it is. With powdered sugar on it. I don't know. It's all right. And then Jay took me to the outlet mall.
I did.
Since I have lost weight, I thought my bra cup size had gone down. But no, my bra band size had gone down. So I needed new bras. And
well, your cup size went down too.
No, it didn't.
It didn't?
I looked at my old bras. No.
Oh, okay.
Just the band size. One band size can make a huge difference. But anyway. So
the band size is like waist and pants, right?
Yeah.
Pants. Yeah.
So I needed new bras, and Jay said he was gonna get some bras for me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, 3 will do. Basic colors.
Yeah.
In and out. Jay didn't see fit to do that though.
No, I did not.
He saw fit to get me every kind I liked.
Yep.
Which was really stressful for me.
Why was it stressful?
Because I know how much bras cost. And right. For all of you men who don't know how much bras cost, go ask a woman and they'll tell you.
I bought 10 bras.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Y'all. Well, yeah. I mean, they would buy one, get one half off.
But still,
so that was women, good.
You know, and these are pretty good bras. They're Lane Bryant. I love Lane Bryant.
Right.
Even though, okay, I feel self-conscious when I walk into Lane Bryant.
All right.
I used to shop there when I was bigger.
Okay.
Because they had cute clothes that fit me, didn't like a tent.
And you didn't like a fancy up barn or something.
Right. So, and then, so I've lost the weight, but I continue to like their bras. They're comfortable. They look good on me. They make my girls look like I'm 25 years old again. So I still shop there. So I feel a little self-conscious going in. I don't want people to be like, what the hell is she doing here? Not that I would have done that to anybody, or I think anybody's really doing that. That's just part of my social anxiety coming out.
Look at that skinny bitch.
Like, what's that skinny bitch doing in here? Go on somewhere. Go on to Victoria's Secret. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that was fun. And then, after that, we went to lunch.
Yep.
Where did we go to lunch?
So we came back.
Oh, but to,
we went to the gym.
I joined Jay's gym. Yeah,
so Renee and I actually worked out together. And before we walked out, Renee went ahead and decided to join the gym, which is great. And so that means that we're going to have to get this elliptical out of here. Oh, gosh, we have so much stuff we got to get out of this house.
But yet we keep bringing things in.
What have we brought in?
Goalpost.
Oh, the basketball goal post.
Basketball goal. Sorry. All the Easter crap.
Mm-hmm.
New ride-alongs.
Okay.
New clothes.
Okay.
New bras.
But we have...
new chair.
But we're taking stuff out also, so... So it's
SSD
all good.
SSD drive.
The what? Whatever.
That doesn't take up any room.
It doesn't take up any room.
I'm just picking at things.
You've been silly now. You've been silly.
But anyway,
now.
So
we went and worked out.
Yeah.
And then after we worked out, we swung by Panera and had lunch at Panera.
It was nice.
And that was before my fill. I had my first fill on Renee's birthday.
Yeah, we can talk about that now. We can talk about other stuff during your update. Or do you want to talk about that during your update?
I can talk about it during my update.
Okay.
So we went and had my first fill. And then after that, we went and picked the girls up. Was it after that? Or did we do something else? And then picked the girls up. Oh, she was running behind.
So we ended up going to the girls.
So we ended up picking the girls.
A little early.
Yeah, so we got the girls. And then we went and had birthday dinner at Panera again.
I could go to Panera a lot.
Right, right.
So.
Right, right.
It doesn't bother me.
Right.
But, so yeah, it was a good birthday overall. It was fun spending time with Jay.
It was.
And we had a good day.
Yeah.
We had a good day.
It was a very good day. So, and then we've been going through a little shenanigans with Toys R Us.
Oh, start at the beginning. This is a great story, you guys.
You know, part of me is kind of like,
Are you tired of talking about it a little bit?
I'm a little tired of talking about
it. Okay, well,
why don't you talk about it?
Because I don't tell it as good as you. Man, the anger and the frustration shows through your voice so much better than mine.
But I think it's to the point where I'm just like, when I talk about it, it's just like, I have no feelings about it right now.
Okay.
So, here's the deal. So,
hey, I'll chime in with feelings of anger and frustration if I think you're too apathetic about it.
So, we ordered, we wanted to get the girls a playset.
Because we love our girls.
We just wanted something nice for our girls. And we wanted it before Easter.
We wanted it before Easter because my nephew was coming in and they were all going to have a great time playing on the playset together. Right. I envisioned it in my head. I saw it clearly.
Right. So ordered a playset at the end of, at the beginning of the month. So, it was like March. It was a Monday. So, it was... It was either leap day or March the 1st when I ordered.
We didn't talk about ordering it. Did we? I don't think so.
The playset. I don't know if I did or not. So, ordered the playset and from Toys R Us, and they gave me the option to ship it to the store.
Right.
Or I could pay like $100 and some odd and have it shipped here. So I was like, oh, hell no. I can just take the truck and go pick it up. So ordered it. And got the email. Oh no, it wasn't. It was on the 7th when I ordered it because the 11th is when you and the ladies went out, right?
Yes.
And then
I remember that.
And then that's when I got the email that it was in on the 11th.
Because you sent me and I was like, "Is that the house?" And you're like, "No."
So I got the email on the 11th after ordering on the 7th that the playset was in, and to come pick it up. So on Saturday went to go pick it up. And I guess we didn't talk about this on last show because I guess maybe that was the best time we should have talked about it.
Maybe.
That's when it all started.
Yeah. Here. I told you I will supply the anger. You just continue to talk.
So.
I will supply the anger that Jay was feeling at the time.
But I feel like this is a long story because it's just so much shit.
Just tell it. Tell the shit.
So, ordered a playset. They emailed me, say it's in on the 11th. On the 12th, we go down to pick it up because that's Renee's Saturday birthday celebration where we spent all day with the family.
Yep.
So we take a little time away from the girls and while they're taking a nap, and we go get it.
Yep. We were super excited.
So we go down to get it, and they put in two boxes in the truck. We leave, we go shopping at one store, and we walk out, and I notice in the back of the truck that one of the boxes didn't look like the item that we ordered. So I look
We were a little confused.
Yeah, a little confused. So we were already out. I said, let's go ahead and drive back to Toys R Us so that we can inspect the box there. Because I don't want to go back home, have the wrong thing, yada, yada, yada. So we get back to Toys R Us, call the people out, and we look. Sure enough, one box is right, the other box is wrong. Hey, Mr. Valentine, we will reorder your playset, and it'll be here in a week.
Cue moderate frustration at this point.
Yeah,
this is eye roll frustration.
Because the manager was like, he was like, you know, we'll go ahead and order it. And I was like, what, do I get any papers or anything? I mean, this wasn't cheap. Not cheap at all. It's not like a $100 playset. Not a $200 playset.
Yeah.
It's not a $300 playset.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, what the hell?
Like, really?
You're going to give me some papers before I walk up out of here.
You sound frustrated. This is good. Talking about it's getting you frustrated again. Keep going. Keep going.
I'm getting frustrated because it's so damn long. This is just so much shit.
Keep going.
And it's like we got the rest of the show to go.
Oh, faster you tell it, the faster we'll be done.
Okay.
Well, tell the short version.
This is the fucking short version.
Well, keep going. You're wasting time. You wasted like 30 seconds doing all that. Keep going.
I don't even know why you like me telling it so much.
Because it's funny. Keep going.
So that week, so this is the week of the 14th. So the 14th through that week, there's like, it'll be here on the 18th. Like, okay, great. That gives us a little time to put the damn thing up.
Yay. All right, fine. Y'all suck, but okay, cool.
Right. So, come the 18th, I call down there. You know, actually, I called on the 14th, and then I called again on the 16th. Because the 14th I called, because I called after the show.
Right.
And I was like, yo, I just want to make sure you guys got it ordered, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, it should be here on the Wednesday truck or it'll be here on the Friday truck. So I called Wednesday. Is it in? No, it's going to be here on Friday. All right, cool. You know, you
more
guys.
More annoyance.
You know, you guys are going to have to do something. You know, I'm just going to just throw that out there. You need to do something. 18th rolls around.
He was really pissed.
18th rolls around. Great. I call because no one calls me. And they're like, nope. They show up on the truck. I'm like, all right, damn it.
Like, look. What the fuck is going on? What the crap is going on?
We
with
already
you?
Dropped two fucks already. Oh, three did we? Now, so.
Oh, shit.
So it's just like, okay, what is really going on? So I'm like, dude, can I talk to the manager? Oh, he's your manager. Can I talk to the general store manager? Put Tara on the phone. Talk to Tara. Yo, Tara. Now, here's the thing. So there's Josh, Tara, Tammy, and then Toys R Us Online.
These are the people in the play.
Toys R Us Online. Just
right.
Them punks, man. They're just worthless. Now, Josh, Tara, Tammy, they're doing what they can.
Go on, Josh.
You know what I'm saying? Tammy. But I ordered this online, Toys R Us Online, and the distribution center keeps screwing up. And so, it didn't come on Friday truck. So, Saturday, I talked to Tara and Josh. I was like, look, you know, if this is like $100 or something like that, I wouldn't be so, you know, hurt. But this is, you know, more than $500. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I just have this money floating in the, out there.
Yeah.
That no one that... They got this in their bank and everything.
If you paid for something but you don't have the goods, it makes you a little cranky.
I'm just like,
a little cranky.
Easter's coming up, and there's like, all right, here's a deal. You know, we call a distribution center, and they're going to get it here. It's going to be here on the 23rd. All right, 23rd. That's 3 days, 4 days before Easter. That gives me some time. I'll bust my ass. And I'll get it put together. 23rd comes in. I call. Yo, what's up, Josh? Did it come? Only one piece came. Are you kidding me? No, only one piece came. I was like, okay, is it box one of two or box two of two? Because one of two was what came first time. He was like, it's another one of two.
You're like, okay.
I was like, really?
What the fuck?
I was like, really? Okay, so it's another box, one or two. Now, we seen it before, Mr. Valentine, when the boxes will come and the other box will come on the Friday truck. Okay, we can wait. And just so you know, Mr. Valentine, we're going to give you 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's fine. You know,
it's all right.
It's all right, okay. Friday rolls around. Ring, ring. Can I speak to Tara or Josh? They're busy right now. Can I get your call back? Sure. So, they call me back. Well, Mr. Valentine, you'll never guess what happened. I said, it didn't come. Yeah, it didn't come. And the distribution center is telling me that this playset only comes in one box.
Mm.
And I'm just like, what? Yeah, they said it only comes in one box. And she was like, I argue with them. It was like, the sign says one or two. And the box is here. It's like an 82-inch long box that's like a foot wide. You know, not even a foot wide. And they were like, oh, my God. And she was like, can I open this box to look inside and see if the full playhouse is in there? I was like, be my guest.
Do it to it.
And so she opens
it's
it
Tara,
up.
It's Tara, right?
Yeah, this is
Do
Tara.
Do it to it, Tara.
And so she opens it up. And sure enough, it's just the extension.
Boom!
Not the house or anything. And I'm putting the link in there so everybody can see this damn play swing set that I fucking want. Okay, I'm gonna have to go back and edit this show. And well, this is gonna be an explicit show, so I'm sorry.
If sorry. You got kids watching, sorry, y'all.
See, this is why I don't like talking about it. So, Saturday. Tara was like, I'm going to try to work out something with the Toys R Us guy. I'm going to go over and talk to him and try to figure out, you know, what do they do? They do a lot of this stuff, so I'm going to try to figure this out. So she called me Saturday, This JK actually probably saw, well, he probably saw where I got quiet. I had gotten quiet because during, apparently I was playing experience point with Scott.
Right, right.
Tara had called and I muted myself, and she was like, okay, Mr. Valentine, so it looks like this playset may be going out of stock.
Really?
I was like, okay. So they think it's being deleted from the system. When you ordered it, did it say you could ship to the store? I said, yes. It said I can ship to store. You know, and
I think I'm being punked at this
yeah, time. And at this point, I think it was Friday. The Friday call with Tara, she was like, all right, just want to let you know, we're going to give you the playset for 50% off.
And you should have got it for free at this point. This is a month.
So
this is a month.
So 50%. All right, fair enough. Fair game. Cool. 50%. I just want my stuff. You got my money. I want my stuff. And it's like, if I want my money back, they were telling me that I would have to go back through Toys R Us online, who I made an order with almost a month ago, and I'm gonna have to fight them for the money to get it back. You know? So it was like, no.
It's like, but honestly, they couldn't fight you to get back the money because you don't have the product. So how they gonna fight you?
Well, it's not that. It's just that I don't want to deal
right
with the people online, because they are just straight up, it's offshore customer service. Let's just put it that way. And it's just a little frustrating. You know. So the thing is, they was like, well, we'll work out something for you. We have these play sets at Toys R Us. We want to work with you to, you know, get those. And let me talk with the manager. We're going to try to work something out. So I'm waiting to hear from them. I'm going to call them tomorrow. I gave them 2 days with Easter and everything. Just figured family time, let them work it out. Give me time to cool off and chill out. So I was just like, cool, you know, whatever, I'm getting my stuff, so something's gonna happen. So this week I should have a play set. It's not gonna be the one that we want.
Should
it's not gonna be the one that we want.
Yeah, we never get the shit we want.
I mean, we can, but you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, we're just kind of tired of it by now. So our girl's gonna have a play set. They won't know any different. They're one. As long as it has a swing and a slide, they could care less. So
right, right.
So yeah, so that was our playset shenanigans.
So da, da, da. Here's the thing: you can't get a hold when you call customer service. When you like, I want to talk to someone, you only get the frontline person, or you can send a freaking email. No, I want to talk to somebody. I want to talk to a manager. I want to talk to somebody corporate. So I have the corporate number. I just haven't called yet, and I'll probably send the email. It is just crazy. It is crazy. And it's like, I'm tired of dealing with it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And it's horrible and everything else.
This is the last time we're going to talk about it.
Sure. Sure it is.
No, we're going to talk about it when we get it. But
yeah,
we're not going to talk about it anymore.
All right. So
my birthday shenanigans continued, because whenever you have a birthday and you're subscribed to a whole bunch of newsletters from restaurants and stuff, they send you birthday coupons. So we're not subscribed to as many as we used to, but I looked at my plethora of emails that I had, and I was going to choose one to go to. I chose Outback. Even though Outback's coupon was only for a dessert, I was like, I like Outback. Let's do it. Went to Outback. Kids were cool. Their dinner came out. Our dinner came out. By the time we got mid-dinner, the kids were getting a little restless. And then I had a coupon for free dessert. I got the salted caramel cookie. I don't know. It comes in a little pan. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's little too rich, little too sweet. But man, I enjoyed it very much so, until the kids freaked out and I had to stuff the cookie down my throat so I could leave. Freaking kids, y'all. Destroying a wonderful moment between me and this dessert. Just destroyed it. They dessert blocked me is what they did. So whatever, kids. But definitely try that if you go to Outback. It was delectable.
Nommy nom.
And then I decided to do something nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm nice.
Renee actually...
I'm a nice person. I had someone come and babysit the kids, and I took Jay out for a date.
She did.
Surprise date. He had no idea what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Did that freak you out, or were you cool with it?
I was cool with it. You know, it was...
Even though your brain was working on overtime trying to figure out what was happening.
I mean, it wasn't my brain. It wasn't like,
I can,
like
I consider
that.
It. Sure. It's way more than mine.
Sure. Sure.
So I
didn't spend my time figuring out what I'm going to... Of all the chores I had to do, so okay. Yeah.
All right, so I took him to Mojitos, and the funny thing is, he mentioned this earlier in the day.
I did.
So I had to insist to him, like, look, I'm not taking you here because you said something earlier in the day. I had this planned for days.
But you know what? Even if you did, not saying you did,
all right,
I'd have been fine with it. I mean, it just means you listen. I'd be like, oh man, she listened to me.
So Mojitos is a tapas place near us that we always talk about going to, but we never go.
Mm-hmm.
We went there, and I stuffed my weight in tapas down my pie hole. I mean, I ate so much guacamole and meatballs and scallops and empanadas, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
It was super, super good.
That's good.
And what does someone do when they stuff themselves full of food? When someone asks if they want freaking dessert? Yeah, sure. I can fit more on top of here.
Yeah.
So I got banana pudding with vanilla ice cream. I died. It was so good. Jay was watching me, and I know he had been laughing because I was...
No, I wasn't laughing.
I was a little...
It wasn't laughing. It was pretty good. It was good.
It was yummy. So then after that, we left, and we went to a place called Malibu Jack's.
Yep. And we went there, and we played miniature golf.
That was super, super fun.
It was really fun.
We didn't keep score because Renee does not like to keep score.
Yeah.
But Jay insists that we would be a good husband and wife team.
Yep, we would.
I disagreed.
I think we would be.
You don't know how much I suck, y'all. But yeah. I had a lot of fun because miniature golf is what you make of it. If you aren't having fun with, like if you don't have fun yourself, like if, you know, you got to get into it or else you're just going to be bored.
And I was actually proud of you for taking a risk on the one hole where you had to go across with the water.
It was a little, like, you could take the big wide path or you could take a little narrow path across the string.
Yeah.
And I was like, my ball's going to fall in and I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to have to walk and get another one.
Yeah. But no. I made it. And I see, I took a risk. See, those are the kind of risks I take. Very... Risks that don't matter. Those are kind of risks.
Right.
But so after that, we looked at what else they had to offer. We went to the arcade. Jay likes arcade games. So.
Yeah, so we, you know, we gambled on tokens and stuff.
We had to fight
that.
Kids for Jurassic Park ride, which was...
It's horrible.
The kid wasn't even playing.
It was just like,
I
feel bad.
And the parent was just like standing there while they knew we were wanting to get on. I was like, dude, what the heck? Get your little spawn of hell out of the freaking game.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then there's this big old Price is Right wheel. And we spent probably half our money on that.
Well, we had to get rid of the money.
Okay. No, we could have. Okay, Jay. That's kind of lame. Because we could have got rid of the money on any of those games.
Well, what? I mean, the rest of them were lame, man.
Okay. No, they weren't lame. I don't think they were lame.
I do.
Anyway, so we did Price is Right wheel. And we ended up giving the tickets to somebody else. Because I could get like a little kush ball. And that's about it. And I'm like, you know what? It's not even worth it.
Right.
Here, kid.
Here's 238 extra tickets. Go. Add it to what you got and get something nice for yourself.
So it was nice. It was a nice little day. I had fun.
Yeah.
And it was nice. So I appreciated that time.
Yep. And then the following day was Easter.
Yep. Which doesn't mean too much to us. But let me tell you, I got pissed off.
Well, it meant something with family. I mean, we did go hang out with your mom.
I know. But, you know, it means more now because I have the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's family time for me.
Right.
So tell what happened that morning, because
so
I'm going to get mad
normal,
if I tell
our
it.
No, you know what? You tell it. I'll just tell the anger. I'll do all
we that. Were coming home from Costco, right?
No, we're coming home from Kroger.
Coming home from Kroger.
Our normal Sunday morning grocery trip.
Right. And it was right smack in the middle of church service at this church down the street.
Yeah.
Pretty big church.
It was like the second largest church in Louisville.
So we realized we were not going to go home down that way. So Jay took a breakneck, dangerous, illegal, as I'm doing quotes, it's not really illegal, but it feels legal. He does what feels like an illegal U-turn, and we go try to get on the highway.
And the funny part is when I did this illegal U-turn, quote, illegal U-turn, there was a cop right there.
And I freaked out. I was like, we're going to get pulled over. We're going to get a ticket. Of course, the cop didn't do anything because it wasn't illegal, but it felt so illegal. Anyway, so we go to get on the highway. People are piled up getting off the highway to get to go to the church. And they're kind of blocking the intersection. I was like, you know what? You know, they won't totally block it, right? But they do. They are stretched all across the intersection from the highway to the street. And we cannot turn left to get on the highway.
They're blocking the intersection.
Because apparently Jesus cares if you're late. So I was getting pissed off. And I was just like, look, whatever. You want to go to Easter? Fine. But these are, most of these people haven't gone to church since freaking Christmas. And before that, they haven't gone to church since Mother's Day. Thus, these are the CME people. Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. Fine. But you're pissing me off because I want to go home and you're spending my entire green light messing with me and avoiding my, like, pissed off gaze. I'm like, just go on somewhere. I don't know. It just made me so mad. It's like, it's the regular people, you know, they're fine. They don't, like, make a problem for me when I want to get on the highway.
Yeah.
CMEs? Yeah, better stay y'all ass inside next time.
Yeah, everybody was...
I'm kidding. You can go, CMEs. You just pissed me off. But as far as that, we went. I didn't make up their baskets until the afternoon. They're one. They have no idea.
Right.
So we went over to my mom's house, gave them their Easter baskets. They got Play-Doh and sidewalk chalk and bubble machines.
Right.
And eggs with, like, all kinds of goodies in them. But what do they like most, Jay?
The grass that was in the Easter basket.
We could have just bought $10 worth of grass and they would have been just as happy. Yeah. So they played with that fake grass for like an hour. It was
great.
It was really weird.
They were like laying in it and like Scrooge McDuck and stuff. So it was great.
Scrooge McDuck.
They were swimming.
We should buy a whole bunch of fake grass for the baby pool. Because I like that.
Yeah, so we can kill a bunch of birds.
You can kill a bunch of birds. So, and then I made dinner over there so we could spend more time with my mom.
Right.
People liked it.
Yep. Yep.
I made taco. I made turkey meatloaf cups with cauliflower mash. And
right.
It was good. My dad wouldn't try the cauliflower mash, but he did try the meatloaf cups. It had lots of veggies in it.
Yep.
He didn't spontaneously combust, as Jay mentioned.
Yep.
So Easter was a good family time, and we're gonna have Easter dinner next week when my sister comes up.
Yep, so. She will.
All right, that was the weekend. Big weekend. That's okay. We don't have a lot in the other show. We're good to go.
Technology.
All right, so a new Fitbit came out this past couple of weeks, and it's called a Fitbit Alta. And I pre-ordered it because I wanted it just because, you know, I'm being more active and everything else. And I believe I talked about this on an earlier show, I believe. But in turn, I gave Miss Renee my old Fitbit Flex. So she's been rocking that.
Yeah, I you know.
Renee doesn't need it. I
don't need
Renee
it.
Renee doesn't need it.
Because that's my line. I don't need it.
Renee only took it because I gave it to her. And I insisted.
He did insist.
I insisted that she takes it.
Anyway.
You know.
So, I don't need it. The stats are kind of cool. I like stats. It's kind of cool to see when I wake up at night and everything.
Lately she's been talking about it every day. I'm just going to say.
I have been, but. You know, I don't need the Fitbit.
I'm just going to say.
It's not like the Fitbit is helping me do anything different.
She don't want to.
The Fitbit does not help me take extra steps.
She doesn't want to admit she enjoys it.
It's fine. It's good. It's cool. But so, you know, I hit my steps
Renee,
when I work out.
Do you like it?
Otherwise, look, I have four dots. Renee, and I didn't even work out today.
Renee, do you like it?
Are you going to ask me that? Why are you asking me that straight up? We have stuff to do.
Do you like it?
We're running late.
And then also,
yes, I like the Fitbit you gave me. Okay.
All right. So I also ordered 2 500 gigabyte SSDs for our PCs that I've yet to put in, which is horrible. Just so that, you know, I think we're ready to go to full SSD experience for most of our games if possible. So, but yeah, so that's technology and everything. And we're going to go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Jay's be giving me shit about this.
Oh my gosh. Renee is absolutely in love with Supergirl.
Okay. It's more like we started down the path. We're continuing down the path of Supergirl. That's right. Kind of what it was more like. But I am enjoying Supergirl. I think she's really, really cute. Like, she's super cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
I love her. She's super cute. And so, some episodes were a little eh, but for the most part, I like her because she's flawed. She's not perfect by far. And right. I love her adorableness as Kara Danvers.
And I think Renee just really likes the whole, you know, it has a CW feel to it, the show does.
Yeah, but it's not as bad. Plus, James Olsen is kind of cute, so.
Okay. See, that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get James Olsen.
You have to try to get to that. I mean.
Get my arms pumped.
I don't think you need to get to James Olsen.
Why not? Isn't he cute?
He's cute, but I think a lot of people are cute, so okay. That doesn't count.
Yeah. So, like
James
said, I mean, it has a lot of cheese. There is some cheese in there.
There is plenty of cheese.
There's a bunch of stuff in there, drama you don't have to put up with the show to show, but, I mean, it's not, you know, they definitely are gunning for the crowds that like more the dramas.
Yeah, like it's not just superhero beating up on bad guy. There's some
right.
family drama and romantic drama and work drama all mixed up in there. But yep. I super enjoy it. I really liked the Bizarro episode. That was good.
Yeah, Bizarro.
Bizarro. So we all caught up on that.
Red Kryptonite was amazing.
Yeah. That one was good.
That made her hot. I was like, oh, she a bad girl.
So bad girl is hot?
Yep, James Olsen's cute. So.
Oh, JK mentioned the effects. Yes, some of the CGI is terrible.
Oh my goodness.
The fight between her and Bizarro. On top of the freaking, I don't know what she was carrying.
No, so you remember the one where they were.
That one was bad.
Where her and her aunt were floating in the air?
Yes.
And it looked like she stepped up on something?
Yes.
It's like she stepped up on something and turned around. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? She's floating in the air and it looks like she stepped on something and turned around.
The wires are so obvious.
Right.
I totally agree with you. Wires are obvious. But right. I try to ignore that, even though I comment on it plenty of times, but I try to ignore it. But. So we're caught up on that. And the first book that Jay gave me for my birthday, girls? I have completed.
Oh, you finished the first book the girls gave you?
Yeah. The girls gave me The Alloy of Law. It is a Brandon Sanderson Mistborn book, and I really enjoyed it. It's so cool. Like, that whole concept is so fresh and different that I really enjoyed it. So I'm on to the second one, big old hardback. Which I don't mind, Jay. Don't go get me the Kindle version. It's fine. what was it? So I'm super excited to dive into the new book. So I don't know when that'll happen. No. I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, so that's all the media. Not much media to go on, y'all.
No, not much media at all. But we do have...
The fridge is not prepared!
Oh man. So as we said earlier in the show, on the 15th was my first fill with the doctor. So now I have, is it 4 cc's or 6 cc's?
They might did 6, I can't remember.
It was either 4 or 6 cc's they put into my band and to tighten it up. And basically, a little restriction, I could tell a little difference. The needle that they used, it was 3 inches long. I didn't see it, Renee saw it, but she said that
it was pretty big.
It was pretty big.
It was pretty intimidating.
Did you get lightheaded?
No, of course not.
Okay, good.
I don't get lightheaded like that.
I'm glad you did. But it took her 2 sticks to get it in because there was a lot of scar tissue. So it was rather, there was no numbing before it or anything else. A lot
she
of people
stuck it in. I don't know why they don't numb it.
Well, some people, some doctors do, but
maybe
then
you
some
can
people,
ask for that.
But then some people are like, why, you know, why get pricked with a little needle just to have the numbing for?
Because the big needle hurts more.
Yeah. Well, they were just like, to be honest, I mean, if it's just the 1 stick, you know, it's fine. Like, if she had to stick it like 4 or 5 times, I'd be like, look, we need to talk about this.
But we need to have a discussion.
And then, too, maybe that's extra cost. That could be extra cost.
That's it. I'm pretty sure it
because
would be.
My fills and my adjustments and my removals is all that stuff is covered in my $300 fee that I paid up front. So, So I wouldn't say I'm a man's man or anything. It's just more I tend to ignore the needles and, you know, I just don't look at them. And it bothers Renee when I'm in pain or if I'm sad or angry. I tend to put out this little chuckle or laugh like that right there.
Yeah, his chuckle knows no bounds.
So it hurt. I'm not gonna lie. It hurt, and then, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, just go through it, and I laughed a couple times. The second time she stuck me, I almost kind of grabbed her arm.
You almost punched her in the face.
No, I didn't punch her in the face, but I almost grabbed her arm because I needed to grab something,
right?
You know, I think next time I'm gonna have a stress ball or something. Just so I can just squeeze that or something and everything. I've been working out five to six times a week. That's been going great. I'm having a lot of fun. I have moved from, you know, I've been doing cardio with some light reps of weight or the circuit machines. This week I started actual free weights. Doing more of that and then adding cardio. So I've been switching it up. So I've been bench pressing and, you know, doing crunches and all that other stuff. And, you know, I'm feeling the chest muscles coming in. It actually is kind of, I actually don't want you to feel. It's kind of weird a little bit.
What's weird?
Like, I can tell a difference here in my chest.
Okay.
You know.
Are you touching all over your chest?
Yep. I mean, I still got the moves going on a little bit. But up here, I can feel it. It was kind of like, and it's just kind of weird working out and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes I want to punch the punching bag. I get to the adrenaline pumping or something.
That's
I don't know what
cool.
It is.
Well, I'm glad you're making it a habit.
So I never bench. So I only bench press like once or twice in my life.
I used to do it all the time.
But that was only in high school.
Right.
So I was talking to Chris about this earlier, and she was, you know, and she used to wrestle, mm-hmm. And everything, and she used to bench press like 225 back in high school and stuff like that. And so
impressive.
I was like, it's like I feel bad because I'm bench pressing like 100 pounds. You know, and she was like, that's really good actually for someone that hasn't bench pressed before.
I agree.
So I was like, okay. I see people bench press and they got the big 45s on there.
Don't worry.
They're like,
no, they've been doing it for a while.
No one's judging me or anything, but you know, I got my 25s up there or I have my 20s up there and I'm kind of like, oh, you know, what's going on?
I think you judge yourself when anybody else judges you.
You know. So, doing that and everything. So, I'm trying not to rush it, you know, because I'm kind of like, I feel like I need to do something.
This is a lifelong journey. You have plenty
of
time.
It is.
So, I'm proud of you.
I'm down like 78 pounds, something like that.
I can tell.
Yep.
He can't tell, but I can tell.
My clothes. I'm almost back into all my old clothes from the first time I lost all the weight. So we'll see how that goes and everything, and you know. But yeah, so that's my crazy ass update on what's going on. I need to do another blog post.
You do.
So
my update. I was, you know, down another 2 pounds to my lowest weight ever, but my birthday came. And what are you gonna do? I like tapas. So I'm back. I gained like 3 pounds this week.
Right.
But you know what? It's fine. I have time to get it down. I'm actually, I mean, I'm at a good weight. I just want to lose a couple more. But so I'm not upset at it. And I can fit all my clothes. So it's good. So everything is good on that front with me, I guess. And I'm working out and doing weights. I want to get toned up. That's my main goal now.
Yeah.
So going to the gym almost every day. It's kind of nice.
Right.
And then cauliflower is such a magical vegetable. I mean, it can make cauliflower mash.
It's like pinto beans being a magical fruit.
It is.
The more you eat, the more you poop.
Freaking pizza. And what did I make the other day?
Made tortillas.
Tortillas. Right. I like the tortillas. I have a plan to make them better. But they were really good. So, and it doesn't taste like cauliflower, really. It takes on the flavor of whatever you make. So, don't worry about that. So, I love cauliflower. I bought 4 2-pound bags of cauliflower. Just you scared the crap out of me, by the way. My heart jumped.
What scared you?
I don't know. Maybe because I thought the popos were going to roll up on me. I don't know. But that kind of scared me. I thought we were doing a legal U-turn. I had flashbacks.
I was making a U-turn. We turned this bad boy around.
But I made turkey meatloaf cups, and they were the bomb. It had onions and peppers, mushrooms, spinach. So it was lots of veggies in there. And it wouldn't have worked in a full-size meatloaf, but since it was in muffin tins, I think the mixture worked really well. So that was pretty cool. So I'm glad that worked out. It's like when you have a bomb-ass recipe that everything comes together. Those of you all that cook, you know that feeling. Like, I killed that recipe.
Yeah.
And my mom liked it. And you know what? My mom is a great cook. She's been cooking for me since I was born. And her approval means a ton as far as what I make. So, yeah. So, I look forward to trying some new stuff. I have some new recipes on the way. Please join our Lose It group, facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. You're welcome to come there, talk about your motivations, your journey, anything like that. So, yeah. Valentine's,
odds and ends. And we are at the end of our show.
See, I told you we would end on time, even with the freaking story. You were worried.
I was worried. It was like,
I told you we didn't have a lot in the rest of the show.
I didn't feel like talking about the story.
Well, I made you talk about it.
You did.
I don't make you do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you can say I made you do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love you, though.
I love you, too, babe.
Okay.
All right. So, tomorrow, for birthdays, we have
Tidra. Happy birthday, Tidra.
Happy birthday to you.
Somebody's birthday's on Wednesday.
Oh, and on Wednesday? Let's go ahead and break it down. You might be wondering why we hadn't started the music yet. Because you know why? Tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Wednesday, that is the 30th of March, Mr. Punk go for himself.
Woo!
Birthday boy.
And since he's in the chat room, we all know what that means.
Yeah, the we get to sing happy birthday.
The Valentines are going to give a personal serenade happy to the friend of the show, Punk Gopher. So,
me.
Okay, I'm going to get that.
Me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Puck Gopher.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! It's your mom's birthday.
It's your mom's birthday.
It's the same day as your birthday?
It's your mom's birthday.
That's awesome if it is.
It's your mom's birthday.
So happy birthday to you on Wednesday, Punk Gopher. I hope all of your dreams come true on that day.
Yeah.
Unless your wishes be bright. Unless they're illegal. We don't want that. Good friend of ours, Cameron Hoff's birthday is on Wednesday.
Yep. Aprilian's birthday is on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
Punk Rock Warlock.
It's on Thursday.
Oh, what did I say?
You didn't say the day. Jeannie Crawl, good friend of ours. Her birthday is on Friday.
Mr. Booz's birthday is also on Friday.
Cindy Mayfield, I work with her. She's amazing. Her birthday is on the 3rd of April.
Mr. Brian Provost, your birthday is on the 4th.
It's your birthday.
Along with
Bill Dorian.
Happy birthday.
I guess it's his twin's birthday, too. So, Rob.
Yep, Rob as well. Then Mr. Rob Swider, his birthday is on the 5th.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Along with
Barbara Hammond, my cousin.
Happy birthday.
On the 5th of April.
And Nora's birthday is on the 6th. Happy birthday,
Nora.
And Mr. Ben
Bumhoffer.
Birthday is on the 8th.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, everyone.
We've reached the end of our show. Thank you all for being here with us.
Yep. If you'd like to reach us, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. Our Twitter feed is valentinecast. What about our Facebook, babe?
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. If you want to tweet Jay, his Twitter handle is thecowboy. It's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And mine is theiceflow.
I want to say a huge shout out to everyone here. Thank you for being here from the Valent Tavern. Really appreciate you guys for everything you've done.
Y'all are awesome.
I just really want to just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
I was just buying time to read the emails. No. Make sure we have the emails in.
I was like, I don't get the reference.
Thank you.
It's no
thank
reference.
You. Thank you.
It sounded like a movie. All right, y'all. Love you guys.
Love you all.
See you later. Two weeks. 2 weeks.
What day is that? That is on the 11th. Hopefully we should be able. Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Poops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.